There are new detailed predictions for the collapse of the Thwaites Glacier in West Antarctica. When that glacier melts, it could trigger even more extreme sea level rises than scientists previously thought. Correspondent Ashley Ahern reports.
Thwaites Glacier has been called the weak underbelly, or the cork in the bottle, of the West Antarctic ice sheet. Once it goes, a lot of other ice goes too. Ian Jockin is a glaciologist at the University of Washington's Applied Physics Lab and the lead author of the study.
You can't remove that part of West Antarctica without affecting the rest of West Antarctica, which, if that were to fully destabilize, could raise sea level by as much as 10 or 15 feet.
Jockin and his colleagues combined existing data with satellite measurements of the ice surface speed. They created a model that projects that the glacier could be gone in a few hundred years. Scientists previously thought we as a species had more time to deal with this kind of sea level rise, Jockin told KUOW.
There's a big difference between having X meters of sea level over 200 years versus over 800 years, because it has to do with, you know, the time span in which humans can adapt.
The study appears in the journal Science. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.